Well, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're going to focus a bit more on the precious metals and precious metal stock sector as I am chatting with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. Dave, just to quickly follow up on what we were chatting about last week, maybe even the last couple weeks, is the need for precious metals investors to have some cash right now. Not necessarily because they need to inject it into the market, as we are seeing just crazy volatility, especially in the juniors. But when you see an opportunity or you do hold a gain position in one of these junior companies, even a mid-tier, it's not the worst idea right now to at least sell some of that position if it hasn't gotten just absolutely destroyed, and look for some other entrance opportunities if these stocks do continue to experience this volatility and, quite frankly, lack any sort of significant breakout higher. Take us through this general trading strategy, please.
Yeah, it's you really can't have enough cash right now, Corey. It's crazy. You got the GDX is sitting on its 200-day moving average and really hasn't sold off that much. And yet the juniors are getting crushed as the gold price is just consolidating its gains here. And the stock market panic ensues because of this coronavirus, these coronavirus fears. I mean, yesterday's huge drop down in the U.S. market panicked a lot of people. And then when the market closed, Italy went ahead and shut down the entire country, as opposed to just the north they had in lockdown because of this virus. So there's still a lot of questions out there, and the more questions that remain, the more people feel safe in cash right now.
Now, what about this fear trade into gold, though? Because now it's not just the coronavirus. It is also this oil price war that's going on, which adds a lot of uneasiness to these risk-on investors because of the, well, shakeout that could come from any sort of these shale producers going bankrupt. But the fear trade going into gold, gold is still off over $40 from its high yesterday. As much or as close as gold continues to be to breaking out, there it still does get hit by this volatility and this general fear.
Yeah, absolutely. There's liquidity traps. I mean, there's just a lot of deleveraging going on. Gold's the most liquid asset out there. So, you know, with the VIX now above 60, and people wanting to get liquid fast, gold could have a big, huge downdraft here. I mean, it's very overbought, and when people want to build up cash for margin calls or to cover losses elsewhere, gold is sold. So yeah, it's just a really good idea to have as much cash here, you know, as you feel comfortable with. And as far as deals are concerned in the juniors, I mean, the valuations here are very attractive, but I think it's still a little too soon to buy some fishing lines. I mean, we need to see some stabilization going on here, and we've yet to see it. I mean, the stock market is really oversold here, and as I said, the juniors are really oversold, but the GDX is not. So it's just a really difficult time to navigate this sector right now. So I feel much safer with a large cash position here to just wait to see how it shakes out. You know, if you have a large cash position, then the part of you that still owns some stocks and has some profits or some losses feels a little better because you know that this is gonna end at some point. I mean, this is kind of like what happened in 2008 when the gold stocks got hit really hard, and the gold stocks were the first things to recover. I mean, they recovered a full 5 months before the S&P 500 bottomed at 666 in early March of 2009. So we know that the fundamentals are just getting better. We just have to wait for this deleveraging to end, and nobody knows when that's going to be.
So what markets or prices are you watching most closely? Because, yeah, you look at the fundamentals or some of these other markets where yields are just crashing. They're at extremely low levels, the lowest in history. That should be a driver for the precious metals. I realize that this inflation narrative is being more, well, it's leaning more towards deflation right now with the volatility and move down in equities broadly. But as you said, gold is also doing well. That's actually in overbought territory when you look at weekly and monthly charts, which should mean that it's in a much more sustainable bull market, but the stocks aren't keeping pace. So where are you watching? What is going to be your barometer for when it would be a good time to get some money working back into these stocks?
Well, you know, the central banks are about to bazooka, you know, the stimulus here. I mean, Trump came out and said that basically helicopter money's coming, that he's going to put money into consumers' pockets via the payroll taxes. So we know this reflation trade is coming. We just have to wait for signs of it in the market. And that, a big sign, is going to be when silver begins to lead and the commodities begin to come off the floor here. So once we start to see the reflation trade coming back into the sector, I mean, and it can happen fast. That's when we know that we can start to come back into the juniors again.
Now, are you going to focus on the juniors, or are you going to be looking at maybe some of these mid-tiers or other companies that also are getting sold off, maybe not to the same extent, though?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, some of these producers have been sold off as well, are starting to look attractive. And also royalty plays, you know, I really didn't dabble in the royalty plays in the first run-up, and they were leading, and they did very, very well. And a few of those are coming off pretty hard now, so I wouldn't be adverse to adding one or two royalty plays either.
All right, now what about that silver argument too? We recently saw the gold-silver ratio at 100-1. A lot of people are saying, you know, silver's not going to get moving until there's some sort of stability for the U.S. economy, for global economies broadly. What do you think about the balance of silver here?
Yeah, I mean, it's silver looks really vulnerable here. Today, it's doing better than gold, but that's just one day. A day doesn't make a trend. So we need to see that gold-silver ratio come back down. You know, it's starting to go parabolic. And that's nice to see, because when it goes parabolic, then it usually has a strong reversal. And, it spiked over, I think it got almost to 103 a few Fridays ago. That's historic. I mean, that's never happened. There's a lot of things never happened before that's going on in the market right now. I mean, look at bond yields. I mean, they're at historic lows. There's a lot of history being made here with this move. And also, if you take a look at the stock market, you take a look at the S&P and the Dow, I mean, they're technically still in bull market territory, even though the S&P has lost 19% in 19 days.
That's just crazy. I know, historic moves for these markets, and I know it's probably not a historic level of fear, but it definitely is in terms of the last 10 to 11 years, where fear, just when it came into the market, was pretty quickly forgotten and the dip was bought. This dip, much tougher to buy because, well, we're actually seeing sell-offs during the day, kind of like where the U.S. markets opened today and sold off throughout the at least first few hours. It's just a tough market out there right now, right, Dave? So having cash, you're not going to be in the worst position. You might miss out on some gains if the metal sector, or the metal stocks really start to move here, but it's hard to expect that sort of movement or any sort of upward movement in these metal stocks when there is still so much fear around these markets. And now we're just waiting to see what the Fed has to say tomorrow. Wrap us up with just a general comment. What you're telling to subscribers, how you're, I think, or hopefully trying to instill some sort of calm in some of these investors, especially the metals investors that are saying things should be so much better for these stocks, but yet they're still getting hammered.
Yeah, I mean, the best advice I could give is don't panic, have a lot of cash, and still be patient. Don't try to be a hero yet until we get some of these question marks answered. And as I said last week, I mean, sell down to the sleeping point. I mean, build up a cash position you feel comfortable with, so to where you're not losing sleep over this. It's very it's very volatile right now, and nobody knows which way it's going to go from one day to the next. We were having 1,000-point swings in both directions last week, and it's just a time to just take a step back, take a deep breath, build up some cash, be patient, and don't panic. I mean, panic selling here is the worst thing you can do.
All right, we're going to wrap it up there, but boy, oh boy, just another interesting week. This year is, well, it's a busy one, that's for sure. Lots for us to talk about, and still just a lot of these black clouds hanging over these markets, which have investors worried, and you're not alone rushing to cash. Dave, thank you for your time. Everyone, you can click the link below, go visit Dave's website where you can learn more about his newsletter, The Junior Miner Junkie. Thanks for your time, Dave. Chat with you next week.
Thank you, Corey.